You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Texans team, it feels weird to talk about it because, look, the defense has been phenomenal, averaging, what, like 16 and a half points per game headed into this game. Mm-hmm. And they give up 20, and it feels like, oof. Now, of course, I think that's also because it's 130, so what was it, 100 and how many yards for Trey McBride on 12 catches, 134. And two touchdowns, and you go, okay, that particular type of performance, even though it felt like a lot of that, well, I mean, it happened progressively throughout the game.
Yeah.
But you go, man, okay, was this defense poor? And we've both felt like, no, I mean, it felt like with the circumstances of the game, you got up two scores early, you know, and you allowed to yourself to have a lead. The game script dictated the way it went, and it was fine. DeMeco doesn't seem to have that mentality. The number of times that we've heard him, he's been really tough talking about the ideas of that they have things that they have to clear up, which is a common refrain that he's had all year long. But it felt particularly honed in on the defense this time. Is he being too hard on the defense right now?
I think by design he's being too hard on the defense. Everybody knows how great this defense is. It's great, but I think what really irked him is there were some, you know, when they had control 17-0. All of a sudden, there were some like sustained drives that, and some of them didn't even end with points, but some sustained progress that the Cardinals were making.
Yeah,
I think that's what irked him. It's like, it's one thing if, okay, Trey McBride hit a 50-yarder for a touchdown, you know, okay, but there were some boom, 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 you know, right on matriculating down the field, which is what he likes on his offense, and I think that irked him. So. He can't be anything but happy with this team, but he's going to make sure that they understand that's not something that, you know, can be a regular, you know, part of the deal.
Yeah, and I think it's very important to get that together now because you're lucky you was playing the Cardinals because you could have been playing somebody else.
Yeah.
And it might not be as easy to score 40 points.
Right, and you might be trailing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're eating up clock. So I think – he's probably, from my perspective, being a little bit too hard, but that's by design.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that Sam Warren does a fantastic job for the Chronicles. Sometimes he'll break down some of the like X's and O's of a game. This week, his breakdown was obviously Trey McBride, and like kind of what are some of the things that happened that allowed him to have the two touchdown game day that he had. And one of the things I know that he was talking about is like the physicality that is typically there that they use against tight ends was not there in the same way. There's some other things that happened within this game that were not, I guess, up to the level and the standard that Nico typically requires. And I think you're right, right? You want to make sure that your standard is the standard the whole way across. I thought it was very interesting for on the coach's show when DeMeco was asked about, is it easier to get the team's attention after a loss or a win?
It's easier, of course, after a loss because everybody is kind of in the tank right. and it's like, oh, now those mistakes really cost the team, right? Mm-hmm. When you win, there's a sense of like, okay, you can easily relax because you won a game and now, oh, well, we won. No, these mistakes they're all important. Like right. you still have to be on it. You still have to get it cleaned up. So, you know, I'm going in and there's a fine balance as well. Also, I'm going to uplift the guys and show them sure. all the great things that they did because there are a ton of great reps that happened in this game to put us in position to win in such a great fashion. But we also got to learn in every battle. Like you have to learn, loss or win, there are takeaways, yep. key takeaways that you learn from. So it prepares you for the next battle. And that's where my mind always goes. It's not about the last one, but man, as we want to keep moving forward, we want to play ball into January. Like we can't have some of the mistakes that we're having.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you mentioned, you know, he mentioned there like going into the next battle. I think he's talking about this next game specifically with Brock Bowers. If you could say like, what is there one area? And even if you're picking nits here, of the defense that kind of bugs you now. For a while, we were talking about maybe the run game, but they seem to really be good against the run again. It might be the tight end. It might be the tight end position. Big dudes like that coming off a 2-touchdown, 132 yards or whatever it was that McBride had, and then here comes Brock Bowers. I think that specifically is what he's looking at because it's also, you know, Jalen Petrie, you know, Miles Bryant, you know, whomever it is that's going to draw the assignment. That's got to be something that they fix.
Right. And again, salute to Sam Warren, because another thing that he mentioned when it came to some of the struggles guarding Trey McBride in this game was screens. Mm-hmm. And screens did get after him a little bit. And one of the things I noticed about that in an opportunity to turn this positive, I feel like Sheldon Rankins, I got to give him more love. And D'Amico gave him a little love in the coach's show. I'll get that audio here in a second. But I feel like Sheldon Rankins deserves a lot of love because he really is the field general on the floor or on the field rather for that defensive line. Like he kind of keeps things in order. And one of the things that I always see is he's got great recognition of screens. He's the dude who is like, all right, well, I see that screen, I'm out there. In fact, there was a screen that was in this game, and I want to say that it was Henry Toto'o that triggers and goes and gets the tackle. But the second man to the ball is Sheldon Rankins because he recognizes it very quickly and he's out there. In addition to that, similarly with that recognition, that read and react, he's the dude that sees, oh, okay, this quarterback is breaking contain. My defensive end is up the field. It's now incumbent upon me to run down the line and make sure that this quarterback can't just break free. He's so good at that, and I felt it when he wasn't on the field. I think one of the really good Trey McBride screens was an instance where you did not have, I think it was Togiai, it was Edwards rushing the passer from the middle. in addition to your edges, and it wasn't rankings, and neither of them was able to feel it that, okay, this is a screen I need to get out here and help stop it, and Trey McBride's able to get
and but beat. Still, that's at the line of scrimmage, and that's an incredible talent to have. And it's really hard to do as a defensive lineman. You want to go at your guy, to be able to feel like, wait a minute, he kind of let me go there. You know, he kind of let me have my way. So you have to read and react and get out to one side or the other, or back or whatever. That's really hard to train yourself to do and have that in a snap of a finger, to be able to do that. But that's still at the line of scrimmage.
Sure.
You know, I'm talking about coverage of tight ends.
Right.
Coverage of tight ends is going to be a big talking point.
For sure. So, I mean, I think that this is part of DeMeco, for one. This is the reason why the defense has gotten here. I think this is the way that he does it. The standard is the standard, particularly on this defense, especially with the expectations that they have. I think also I really like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at first I was like, man, he's really being harsh on him. But, you know, you sit with it and you go, this is the Super Bowl expectations coming to fore.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly with Ime Udoka, where he's in the post game. And he, one, takes a shot at the refs, but then he comes back around, and you mentioned it off air. We were talking about Kevin Durant's off ball, like help side defense, was fantastic, elite in this game versus the Nuggets. He got a number of blocks. Was it like five blocks?
Five.
What was Ime Udoka's?
Should have been eight.
Yeah. Like, that is what you do when you're like, hey, man.
Yeah.
The good is not good enough until we're the place that we want to be, where we're unassailable and we can win the championship that we deserve. I think that's the mode that D'Amico's in, that this team is in, that the defense has always been in, because they've constantly talked this way. And I like that. I like that for this team. Because things that I hear a lot and we see a lot from fans is, oh, but yeah, they're still going to lose in the first round. They're still going to be the same old Texans. Yeah. This is the mentality that's necessary to get and traverse that terrain of the playoffs.
It is, and I also feel, you know, DeMeco Ryans knows what the next several defensive coordinators know. Okay, who had success against them? How did they have success? Well, now, you know, it's pretty clear, and there's not a lot of, you know, Trey McBrides out there, but it's pretty clear, like, that is a route to success, so he has to focus on that.
Right. Yeah. So I love it. I love it from the coach, and again, it shows that this team is rounding into form, man. They deserve a lot of credit for getting themselves to this place. Because 0-3, 3-5, it definitely didn't feel like this. And they're not willing to just have this season, the footnote on the season, be, oh, well, they won six games in a row and they had fun and then they ultimately ended up in the same place. No, they still want to make waves as this thing goes along, which I think we're all invested.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.